This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
George Strait and Chris Stapleton coming to Highmark Stadium June 14th. And, I mean, this is a big one. You know, we brought you in here when Luke Combs was announced. And, you know, there's a lot to ask. I feel like George Strait, like, what do you need to say? Right? You
just say the name. There's not much to say about King George. He's called the King for a reason. And the fact that, yeah, Luke Combs sold out that stadium, by the way, two nights in a row. And George Strait could probably do it a week in a row, if not more. He's the King for a reason. Yesterday, I was talking to Lucas, your producer, and he couldn't believe 60 number ones. 60. Wow. 60 number ones.
That is huge.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. So this easily sounds like a sellout.
It's going to be, I think it's going to be one of those situations where you just hope you can get in that queue and grab tickets. I mean, I do think it's at that level because who knows if he's going to do, I mean, how many people do, oh, this is my farewell show. Oh, this is my farewell show part deux. But this might be the end for him, you know.
Yeah, it could be. And he's bringing along Chris Stapleton, who's a big name.
He is a huge name.
I would go just for Chris Stapleton.
I would too. I mean, we could do an entirely separate show on how many awards Chris Stapleton has won. And Chris Stapleton's one of those guys that kind of blends the genres too. So you can get people that aren't country fans wanting to come see Chris Stapleton. He's that good.
Yeah, kind of that crossover hit. You know, I was thinking about this because it seems like we're losing the people who can actually fill a stadium. Like, there's not as many acts as there used to be that you could say, all right, you know, go, we'll open up the stadium, you sell, you know, 60,000 plus tickets. But of the acts that can do it, I feel like country is the genre where most of them are in.
Yeah, well, if you think about it, and this is not what it sounds like, I'm not talking about that, but a lot of people are leaning towards kind of what pop music has always been. You get a big hit, you make a lot of money, and hopefully you can make a couple more, where country has always been a little bit more than that. And I think it goes back to songwriting. The song is about a story. It's not just about, you know, that quick little hit that you can get, that can get in people's ears and they want that. It all goes back to songwriting and the loyalty that country musicians get from their fans. And it is. I think, you know, the country music as a whole, they do spend more time building those connections with their fans. I just think that's kind of how it's always been. I've heard that from artists who's kind of had those crossover hits with pop music, and they're like, there's just nothing like country music in that term. So I think you have that as well. But the longevity of country artists is there, but I think we're starting to lose that a little bit. We're seeing those people that come through and they have one or two mm-hmm. hits, and then we don't hear from them again. So we are starting to see that. So you are right in terms of people that can sell out stadiums.
And then we haven't gotten to this yet, but this could be the final concert, the final stadium show at the stadium.
What a send off. Like, what a, and listen, I don't want any hate, but King George or Taylor Swift, like, how do you, I always said when she came to that football game, when she came to the Bills game, how I said, look over there, see that stadium we're building? You want to play that one? Can you add us to the end of the tour? I don't think you're going to get two bigger names that could play the last show in a stadium, and we're getting one of them, and that's, you know, King George.
I don't think she's coming back.
I don't think so either.
Something,
I think
something
we,
tells me she did not like it. Either.
I think we made her mad.
We're not bougie yeah. enough, maybe.
I love her. Actually, I think I might make some people mad, but with the 60 number one hits you think for George Strait, how do you pick your set list? How do you pick your set list? And I think it would be awesome, not copying Taylor Swift, but if he did that era style, because he started like in the 70s, right? He started to take mm-hmm. off in the 80s. He's got a lot of eras to cover. He's got a lot of music to cover. I think it could be cool if he did something like that.
Yeah, wear like a different little number every era, you know, do the wardrobe change. That I could see him doing that. We'll be handing out bracelets in the stadium, oh just God. Doing all that kind of stuff. It is funny. I think about that with older... You know, we're in like a point now where there are a lot of bands who have longevity where I feel like you wind the clock back 30, 40 years ago and, you know, a band that was around for a few hits and they had like maybe a couple albums and that was it. Probably wasn't that much work putting together a set list. But now, you know, you got bands who have been around for 30 years or so. How do you choose a group of songs that are going to please everybody? It's got to be tough.
It has to be. Even when you go out and you tour for an album, right? You put out an album, you go on that tour. People don't just want to hear songs off that album. They want to hear your hits, right? So even putting together a set list for an album tour is still got to be hard. But this guy, I really don't know how you pick. Like, does he just pick it out of a hat? I don't know how he's going to do mm-hmm. it. It
could be a really, really long night, right?
Let's hope, right?
Yes, for sure. What is your favorite concert you've been to at that stadium? In Orchard Park.
So Luke Combs would be the only one I've ever been to.
Oh, the one and only.
I haven't been to one.
No, yeah. It's
I've never been to one because for so long there wasn't any. Up until recently, they didn't have any.
Well, because when you look at the routing, if they have choices, right, they'll go to Cleveland or they'll go to Pittsburgh and then they'll hit Toronto. But I think they're actually starting to see the value of putting it in this central location where we can pull from all of those. And we've proven now that we can sell them out. Even if it's snowing, like we're there, you know, even if it's freezing, we're ready for it and we'll sell it out.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the Bills might help out a little bit of that. You get a little visibility in Buffalo. People start thinking about it. It's at least in the back of your mind. Oh, they do have a football stadium there. That's right. There's a team. Maybe we can hit up Buffalo. Well, it's going to be a while. You say sell out, no problem.
It has to be, right?
It's June. I mean, that's
yeah,
a plus right there.
It's June and it's George Strait. And I will say this. I was looking. So Little Big Town is on some of the acts. We get Parker McCollum. And I'm like, ooh, Little Big Town. It's really hard to top Little Big Town when it comes to just harmonies and the way they sound together. But Parker McCollum is an up-and-rising guy. I think he's got some longevity, too.
Well, that's great to hear. And, you know, as we mentioned, there's that little novelty of, in the back of your mind, could this be the last time? I mean, nothing official. We don't know. But you look at new stadium opening in 2026. Not much right. time left after and June to squeeze in another.
Luke Combs was the only stadium concert last year, so maybe there's just one.
It could.
Maybe
be
he'll
that
come
way.
Back and do the first show in the new stadium too. Last and then first.
I'm holding out.
He could set a record yeah. there.
My thing, McCartney. That's Ooh. Like his. He loves to open new buildings. That's been like his thing. So
okay.
I'm kind of.
That would be awesome.
That's my hope. I don't know if that's reasonable or if it might happen, but I don't know.
I think anyone that can sell out a stadium will be happy to have, right? I think if you've got that power, mm-hmm. let's go. Come on.
Yeah, anyone. Well, hey, Liz, thanks so much for coming on with us. Appreciate it.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.